to the Lord. Praise him from the very depths of your heart. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is great, he is wonderful. He is indeed great to be praised. Oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God. I really appreciate your support for Brother Crowder, both your attendance and also the offering that was taken this morning and tonight, and one over in Hyphen tonight. Brother Crowder and Sister Crowder are very, very special to me. Brother Crowder calls me quite often on the phone, probably more than I call him, but I do return his calls and do talk with him quite often. I love him. I love him dearly. Since the day he stepped in our church way back in the 70s, I just really took a liking to him. He told a little bit about coming to the Lord. He came out to a youth service. I think we played volleyball. He had a large afro, a red muscle shirt. I didn't say he had muscles. I said a muscle shirt. Bermuda shorts. And I still remember a comment that I made to him, just all in fun. He laughed about it. Told me where he's going to church. I said, oh, you know, you folks are going to go to heaven before us Pentecostals. He said, how do you figure that? And I said, well, the Bible says the dead in Christ is going to rise first. You remember me telling you that? Oh, my. I'll tell you, we have had so much fun through the years. Literally, I can call Brother Crowder and get on the phone, regardless of where he is, and we just, I don't know, we just start talking about some real corny stuff and laugh for an hour and then hang up and feel, you know, that we're all pumped up and ready to do more for the Lord. Really appreciate my relationship with Brother and Sister Crowder. And then, of course, the two boys are just superb people. Jeremy is up in Canada now. Then Mark is in Ohio, in Columbus. He's a director of music there. And I understand he has a little contact in our church here with Lindsey Cain. Well, all I can say about that is I don't know what I should say. Well, I know, let me put it this way. I believe that Felix and I had got a good start at Calvary Gospel Church. And I would say if the boys want to get off to a good start, they probably should choose somebody from Calvary Gospel Church, okay? All right. Hey, Brother Crowder, let's give him a warm welcome. We love you, Brother Crowder. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. There's nobody like Pastor Grant. Amen. I am so honored to have been able to come to the Lord here. People say where I'm from. I tell them I'm a Heinz 57. I don't know if you know what that is. Amen. I was born in Virginia, raised in Maryland, went to college in North Carolina, and then went to graduate school here. Amen. Once I got here, This was the stop for 13 years. Hallelujah. Amen. One Sister Crowder off of the college campus. Amen. I know y'all been waiting for me to sing. That's all right. That went over like over that balloon. There was a time that my voice was not as cut up as it is now. I'm still cutting up, but my voice was cut up before I arrived there. And praise God that on that day we were singing out on the campus, and she came by, she and Donna Brown, and they came to church, and the rest is history. I want you to know that God is in this place. You are in a blessed assembly. It's got good leadership. The Holy Ghost is here tonight. Some of your guests are, I've watched your eyes. You sit here and look like your eyes are like saucers. Because the last time you saw anything similar was in a disco. Isn't it sad to think that people twist their bodies? Amen. Wear it too tight. Amen. Twist and turn and jump and leap for something like, hip hop and all that. I believe in hip hop. I believe this when this hip goes up, it's going to hop for Jesus. Are y'all tired? Say amen. Say, I believe in that. Oh, praise God. There's a move of God here tonight. I said, there's a move of God here tonight. See, what I'm saying is, don't go to the disco and then sit down and listen to Beyonce for, 20 minutes, an hour, and then come here and look like you're dazed. You need to lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Come on, somewhere I heard. Come on, I know the church folk are going to do it, but I'm looking for some guests to reach up your hands unto the Lord. Come on, you haven't lost your last friend. You found your best friend. Come on, somebody took advantage of you, abused you. Come on, touched your body like they shouldn't have touched it. Hallelujah, I'd be sad too. When I came in this place, amen, I tell you, I was a heathen. I was an educated heathen. That's right, a respectable heathen. But amen, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And I want to declare tonight, if you'll believe God, your miracle is here already. I say, if you'll believe God, your miracle is here already. Because wherever the Holy Ghost is, come on somebody, don't lose the steam now. I say, wherever the Holy Ghost is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So if you don't know what to do, man, I want you to know that this church is very sensitive to our guest. And we're going to get a touch from God ourselves. But oh, we're ready to lay hands on somebody and see that bolt of lightning go through you where that high blood pressure goes back down to 120 over 80. There's a lot of back problems in here tonight. A lot of joint problems in this place tonight. But I'm telling you, friend of mine, when you ride down the road and you see that sign, I wouldn't be shocked one day that I come by and somebody slaps a little magnetic plastic sign over it, a vinyl sign over part of it, says, instead of Calvary Gospel Church, Calvary Gospel Hospital. Amen. And for you that had marital problems, Calvary Gospel Marital Clinic. For you that have psychiatric problems, no, I didn't say Calvary Gospel Nut House. I said, come on, throw your hands up. Let's praise the Lord right now. Come on, let's have everybody. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Give him your best shout. I said, give him your best shout. I don't believe that just some could get healed. I believe everything in this place tonight, it's going to get healed. I said everything. Come on, everything. Hallelujah. Everything. Come on, lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Come on, sir, help me. Hallelujah, God. If your neighbor's not lifting up their hands, poke them in the elbows. The hands means up. Hallelujah, God. Come on, let your best shout out in the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whenever there are people gathered together like this, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. Hallelujah. Look at about three people and say, I come here to get fixed. How about you? Come on, look back at him and say, you look like you're a little bit broken. Come on, you need some fixing. Come on, look at somebody else. Some of you are not moving. Hey, man, look at him and say, if you ain't figured out what needs to be fixed, just say, God, fix my smile. Hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Man. I want to tell you I'm a privileged man. I find that the more I travel, the market share is not getting smaller. This is not the time for any apostolic anywhere to be a spiritual Studebaker. Now, some of you young folks don't know what I just said, but some of you going through midlife crisis, you know exactly what I said. Let me give you something that the young folks understand. You know those little clam telephones that you used to put in your pocket? Like my wife said, you got to get rid of that phone. Aren't you embarrassed about the phone? No, my phone is not to play video games, not to go on the internet. Hey, folks, but they dragged me into the 20th century, and now I've got an iPhone. So my clam phone is now retired. Would you clap your hands for Brother Crowder? Amen. It pays to stick with them for 31 years. You thought she's my daughter, didn't you? Hallelujah. But I am telling you that there is something about God that there will never be market share that's lost. Because the longer that I live, I find more broken people, more broken minds, and we are in a situation. Look, don't expect that your Ozzie and Harriet world is going to come back to you, because it's not coming back. Oh, praise the Lord. But I want you to know, where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Come on, I want somebody to know that you need to wake up and know that Jesus Christ, when he came in you and gave you the Holy Ghost, that you got power enough to lay hands on the sick around you. You've got power to see the psychiatric that may be near you. Amen. That they want to touch God like you want to touch God. Would you lift up your voice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? And will you believe that you're going to be part of the miracle working power tonight? Will you lift up both hands, would you? Hallelujah, God. I worship you, Lord. Come on, let your voice out. Come on, a crowd this loud ought to be heard across Commercial Avenue. Hallelujah, God. Come on, they ought to be heard up on I-90. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You don't have to wait till the end of this service to get healed. You can speak in tongues for the very first time. Amen. Right there in the middle of the preaching. I say you can. Hallelujah. In fact, in the name of Jesus, would you lift up your head toward the ceiling? Every person, would you lift up your hands in the name of the Lord? And those things that you know that God has been picking on you about, words that you shouldn't have said, relationships that have been broken. We are now going to lift up our voice. Don't worry about your neighbor. They're not recording it. Come on, in the name of Jesus, we're going to repent right now in the name of the Lord. God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, throughout this house. Come on, lift up your voice. God, right now, in Jesus' name, there are people that are feeling left out. In the name of Jesus, we repent right now in the name of the Lord. God, we know, Lord Jesus, that you care about every person in this house. You care about, oh God, the weak. You care about the lame. You care about, oh God, the disenfranchised. In the name of the Lord God, we plead the blood over every word, Lord God. We plead the blood over every thought right now. And we pray right now in Jesus' name that every anchor that the enemy has had in any individual, any guest, in Jesus' name, any saint, in the name of the Lord, we bind that thing right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Amen. I want to read something to you. Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 3rd verse. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Mark, the 2nd chapter and the 1st verse, beginning with the 1st verse, we're reading, and again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch as there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Someone say, he preached the word unto them. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, something's coming at you. It's the word of God. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy. Would you look at somebody and say, you don't know anybody like that, do you? Which was born of four. Hang with me now. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. There were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their heart, why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee. Look at your neighbor and say, hang with me now. Or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that thou may know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins. He saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, get up. Tell him again, say, get up. Say, you're going to get a change tonight. All right, come on, say it like you really mean it. Say, you are going to get a change tonight. Now, you're going to do it one more time. Because this is Calvary Gospel Church. So Calvary, go. Amen. So we want you to look at that person and say, you're going to get a change tonight. Come on, go tell somebody. You're going to get a change tonight. You're going to get a change in your spirit. You're going to get a change in your body. Everything that you need changed tonight. Go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose and took up the bed and went forth before them all insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord, and you can be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I want you to know that everything that you need is in the house of God. Everything that you need, if there was a one-shop stop, this would be it. Let me tell you something. When you go to Walmart, you can get toothpaste at Walmart. You can get toilet paper at Walmart. You can get steaks at Walmart. You go up and down the aisles, you can get all kinds of cereals at Walmart. I am not trying to compare the church to Walmart. But if we could understand, this is not an entertainment center. This is a people-fixing center. The reason why we've got people of all kinds, all places. We've got people from multiple countries that are represented in a place like this. It's because there is nobody like our Jesus. There's no place like the church. There's no place that can fix you. Come on, don't just sit there and look at me. I'm not that good looking. Amen. We've got to come into a place like this and believe. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you for the handshake. Thank you for the hug. Thank you for the nice words. But I came here and ain't nothing going to keep me from my change. Nothing's going to keep me. I'm not going to die in cancer. I'm not going to put up with that arthritis. I said, I came here to be changed right now. Amen. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm going to be changed. Amen. If I've had depression and despair, this is my time. I'm going to get my change. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Now, God made something out of nothing. I said, God made something out of nothing. Amen. And that is so perfect, perfectly understood by so many. Because never do we have a day or time where people feel like I have nothing to offer. People will walk in here with a smile, and you think they think the world of themselves. But there's something about this life that has gutted them out. Depression has gutted them out. There, I've heard of people that have come to places like this with a plan. This is my last ditch effort because I've got the revolver by the bedside and I can't stand it one more day. I can't stand it one more hour. In fact, somebody has had some stuff that settled in on you, but in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to declare for you that out of nothing, your miracle is being made. Your miracle, you didn't hear me yet. I want to tell you, you may think that your miracle was made right then. Oh, praise the Lord. I say you may think that it happened right then, but God already had your miracle made. Your miracle was waiting for you to arrive. It was waiting for you to walk in the door. It was ready for you to be in position so you could unpackage your miracle. I want you to know that the Holy Ghost that you got in this building today, it was already here. It was already prayed down. It was already danced down. It's already here. Some of you are taking a vacation right now, but you don't need to take a vacation because God in the Holy Ghost has already got your miracle already planned. If he can make a Mars out of nothing, then he can make your life something when you think it's nothing. He can bring healing when you think that arthritis has you down. He can bring healing when you think your cancer can't go. in Jesus' name. I'm telling you that God doesn't need hammers. He doesn't need nails. He doesn't need concrete. He doesn't need anything. But what he needs is for you to shake off the doubt and shake off the fear and say, I'm putting my faith to work. Would you leap up and tell God, I come in this place with my faith? Come on, would you leap up and tell God, God, you don't have to start with nothing. Amen. You don't have to start with nothing because I am going to supply my faith for you to do the miracle that you want done. Oh, boy. I'm in the right place at the right time. Look at your neighbor and say, he's about to pull his baseball bat out. When y'all look at the news, look at the news in the paper or hear it on the radio or you pull it up, you don't get anything good. And you ride down the street and you see the neighbors not treating each other right. Amen. Seems like nothing's going right in your life. When I'm telling you, that stuff can kind of seep in your spirit. And I bring to you a man that had palsy. And when Jesus was in the house, it was noised abroad that he was in the house. Whenever you've got people in the house, you've got interested bystanders. You got people that will fill the room. But all what God is looking for is that person that has faith. He had palsy. Palsy deals with your bones. That's not the person that you're going to say he's part of the who's who of successful people in America. He's not going to be the one that the Hollywood people choose and say, I want them on my film. He was crippled in his bones, and somehow he made his way. He decided in the crippling of his bones that somehow I'm going to get to Jesus. Now, I don't know if you've seen anybody with palsy, but somehow their speech is not regulated. Sometimes they have to make communication by configuring their face or sign language or scribbles on a board. But there was something that was in this man's heart that I believe that God has somebody here, people here, that he wants you to see what God can do with faith. It's one thing to have palsy in your body. It's another thing to have palsy in your spirit. This man says, I'm going to be healed. Look, God doesn't look for somebody that he can feel sorry for. Because God, if he can make a star and a moon with his word, then your problem, your issue that's given you an issue, it does not have to be a problem for God. I'm looking for somebody that's made up their mind. I don't care what the devil has said. I don't care what my body has done. In the name of Jesus, if I believe God, if I trust God, I don't know what I'm going to have to do, but there's something on the inside that can ignite somebody around to help me. He had palsy, probably couldn't talk well, probably couldn't communicate well. But friend of mine, it is true. Where there's a will, there is a way. I believe there's somebody that will pick up the corner of your bed and say, if you want to get to Jesus. I'm not going to sit on you. I'm going to pick up your corner of the bed and get you to Jesus. I don't care if you're going through a divorce and you are depressed. There's somebody that will grab the corner with one hand and worship with the other hand to get you to the house where Jesus is. I want you to know, you didn't come to a dead house. You came to a house where Jesus is in the house. Would somebody shout the name of Jesus three times? That was mighty lame. Somebody shout the name of Jesus three times. Go ahead and lift up your hands and worship the Lord. Come on, lift up your voice as you worship the Lord. Come on, somebody. You're lifting up your hands not just for yourself. There's a guest that doesn't know how to do it, but they say, I put forth the effort. I'm going to come to the house. Somebody grab my cot and get me to Jesus. Come on, let's take 30 seconds and worship the Lord right now. Come on, you'd worship the Lord if you knew your child was coming back to God tonight. You would worship the Lord if you knew that God was going to put your marriage back together tonight. I say you would worship the Lord if you knew that God would take you off that crack tonight. Oh, but you've got a church that has come to help you get your breakthrough because Jesus is in the house. Come on, somebody. Come on, I wish I had some voices. I wish I had some hands raised. Come on, lift up your voice. Don't forget what I'm preaching. The miracle is already in the house. Come on, lift up your hands. Hallelujah. They couldn't get into the house. They brought him to the house, and they couldn't get him through the door because of the crowd. But you know what? You can make up your mind that you're going to get into the house. One thing you got to do, when you feel like, anybody ever felt like you were crowded out? Look at your neighbor and say, I learned something from history. Say, I have not yet begun to fight. Look at your neighbor and say, you don't want to stand in my way now. Say, you don't want to stand in my way now. See, I may look calm, I may look collected, but you don't want to get in my way. Because it won't take much for me to get to that altar. It won't take much for me to make up my mind. If there is a blessing, I'm going to be first in line for the blessing. Come on, somebody. You can look at him and say, you may be born with a silver spoon in your mouth in the spirit, but I don't have nothing, and I don't have nothing to lose. I'm desperate, and when I feel like I got a bunch of folks in this church that's going to help me, oh, Katie, bar the door, because I'm coming through. I've made up my mind. I'm coming here. I'm going to leave. I came with my walker. I'm leaving without my walker. I came with my cane. I'm leaving without my cane. Come on, somebody. The miracle is in the house. We live in a generation, people quit too easy. When they got the first opposition, that's not time to look for a shovel. You don't go lower, you got to go higher. I say, you don't go lower, you've got to go higher. And you got to begin to climb. See, there's a whole lot of things. See, when I look at a man called that's got palsy, I see more than the palsy. Because this is a generation. There is no generation that can have a move of God like this generation. Because when the clouds are low, when economically they're low, when politically they're low, when everything, amen, seems to be topsy-turvy, where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Say that with me so you don't balance your checkbook while I'm preaching to you. Say where sin, say it with your heart. Say where there's sin, where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Tell three people, I got grace all around me. Shout it to them. I've got grace all around me. Shout it again. Say, I've got grace all around me. Now somebody jump up and dance over that. Take that devil. Try to push me down. Take that devil. I'm coming up higher. Look at your neighbor and say, your knees ain't broke. Your hands aren't broke. Your tongue still works. Did you hear me? Some of y'all over here need to say, your hands ain't broke. Your feet aren't broke. Where's your dance? Somebody shout, get your dance back. Get your shout back. Give me some more monitor. Have you forgot who's in the house? It's not Muhammad in the house. It's not Buddha in the house. Jesus is in the house. Go ahead, lady. Don't stop her. Go ahead, run, lady. Dance. When I've got a guest making a connection, I want you to know, oh, praise the Lord, that somebody says, I came here shackled, but take those shackles off my feet because I'm going to dance. Come on, I want you to respond because you're taking up my preaching time. Come on, you should have already been there. You need to get off the roof. You need to tear up the roof. You're worried about too much. If I tear this roof off, I'm going to have a lawsuit. If I tear this roof off, somebody's going to shoot me when I come through their ceiling. You need to forget about the details. Let Jesus take care of the details. Come on, man, swallow your gum so you can shout. Come on, lift up your hands. Come on, lift up your voice. Come on, when Jesus is in the house, you don't want to just sit there with your doctoral degree. You don't want to just sit there with your money in your pocket. Your money doesn't impress Jesus. Your education doesn't express Jesus. But what you know and do with God's word. Come on, man. Get your dancer on. Get your leaper on. Yes, sir. I'm talking to you. Get your dancer on. Come on, you shout if you believed that as soon as I go through that first tile in the ceiling. Go ahead, lift your hands up again. Woo, let your voice out right now. Come on, make those tiles on the ceiling tremble. Come on, lift up your hands. I'm not knocking nobody, but if all I had was Alcoholics Anonymous, I'd tremble. If all I had was Narcotics Anonymous, I'd be depressed. If all I had was Dr. Welby and Mayo Clinic, amen, I'd be depressed. But in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, God is here right now, and he is in the house. Go ahead, go again. Some of you aren't shouting because you think, oh, sister shouter, she touches Jesus and Jesus touches her, so there's none left over. You need to stop lying to yourself. You need to stop lying to yourself. You already have made up your mind. I'm not going to be healed. I'm not going to be delivered. I rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. Somebody say, yes, I agree with the man. Somebody says, I was a guest. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you that man of palsy was probably a guest, but somehow he knew what to do. I'm telling you, it's in your heart. The only reason you don't lift up your hands is that stinking pride. But in the name of Jesus Christ, if you'll just know that Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Dadabo Shataka. Shatarabo Koto. Come on, lady, lift up your hands. Hilatamo. Come on, you've been going through problems. Come on, in the name of Jesus. You've been going through issues. Come on, why are you going to wait till the altar call? Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord God. Come on. Somebody got their dancer on. Somebody got their leaper on. Why don't you get your believer on? Come on, get your believer on. Come on, the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. The roof that you need to tear off is not asphalt. It's not concrete. You need to tear off that thing on the top of your mind called unbelief. You need to tear the roof off. You need to get up. You need to get that pride down. You need to say, if Jesus is here, who am I not to approach him? Come on, look at three people around you and say, get out of the fast lane, baby, because here I come. I can't hear you. Come on, y'all take some Geritol this afternoon. You take a sleeping pill in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke that devil that's trying to depress you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I've made up my mind. I'm here. Jesus is here. The miracle is here already. Excuse me, I got to jump over you and run that aisle. Excuse me, I got to jump over you and dance. Excuse me if I hit you and knock your wig off, but I just got to touch Jesus. Woo! This is what it looks like when people start to believe God. But I've not just begun to fight. I haven't fought yet. Come on. I don't apologize. I'm going to have you shout again. Come on. Jesus! You know what the palsy is? That's crippled you so you can't talk right. It's called depression. Hallelujah. I rebuke that depression right now. That's been stealing your present and been stealing your future and been stealing your... Come on. But Christy, you don't know what she said about me. Look, forget about Christy. Plead the blood over Christy. Get into the house. Slap somebody with a high five over here and say, get in the house. I can't hear you. God is in this place. Some people don't move, don't respond, because they think palsy is the way the world lives. Not my world. You know what? When Pastor Grant talks about Brother Crowder, he says he came in here with that big old afro. I know you heard this. You want to hear it again. How you get a big old afro, Brother Crowder? Hey, baby, you get the right hot comb and get the right chemicals, you can do anything. Y'all didn't hear me, did you? Some of y'all know exactly what I said, didn't you? Get the right hot comb, get the right chemicals, you can do anything. Look at your neighbor and say, can you imagine Brother Crowder in, what do you call those things where you got squares in them? Huh? Plaid? Yeah, but the thin stripes, thin, 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 thin. That's what it was. That's what my Bermuda shorts look like. Look at your neighbor and say, ozone layer. Look at him and say, I have hope now. Say, because God, if he can fix the ozone layer, he can fix me. Look at that neighbor that's standing there looking oblivious and say, honey, if he can fix the ozone layer, get your roof torn off. You're about to get your miracle. I don't want to take all night on this, but I'm telling you, friend of mine, see the palsy, a big palsy of today. You know why there's so much mess going on in the media? Because that increases the aisle that allows you to be bound. Consider this. I've prayed for people on a regular basis. I think Christians ought to pray for people. But I'm telling you that all of the assortment of things that can be burrs to get into your heart has been increasing in all areas and realms of your life. If you're not spiritually sensitive to the word, then you let those burrs get in your spirit. Because just because somebody else gets mad doesn't mean you have to get mad. Because when you get mad, arthritis is on its way. It's almost like a taser. They shoot something into you. It tags into your skin. Are you listening to me? Because some of you have been tasered. Amen. And then there's an electric bolt that comes down there. And that is what causes your heart to be incapacitated. If it wasn't so, I can tell you, nice and good people. Look, people are going to be delivered tonight. You know why? Because what you've been holding against Mary Jane, and why you go around the potato salad for 20 years and don't want to shake Uncle Joe's hand. Oh, yeah, you sit on this side of the church when you come in because you don't want to sit by that CIP buddy of yours. Amen, because he sits on this side of the aisle. Come on, he didn't give you a cigarette, amen, when you were in jail because and you're mad at him. You need to understand there's a reason why you start to cripple up. Someone say it. Say, my present doesn't have to be my forever. Look at three people and say, I'm letting go of stuff right now. Come on, look at them. I see some young, energetic man doing it. Come on, say, I'm letting go of some stuff right now. I pray for several people even this week. Amen, in various different places, different communities. Come on, let's repent of our sins. Come on, we're going somewhere. And when they repent, I don't even have to pray for the knee problem or the back problem. Because the anchor, when you remove the anchor, then the taser line can't send that electrical bolt. In other words, the bitterness. Sometimes you don't think God has moved for you like he should have moved for you. And that's the 1,000-pound gorilla in the room. Because you're muzzled. You can't tell it to church folk because that's not politically correct. You can't tell it to friends because it doesn't make any sense. And you don't want to admit it to God that you're mad at him or tiffed at him because somebody else did an end run, got their miracle, and you didn't get yours. But I'm telling you in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God knows every situation in this room right now. I'm not preaching to mannequins in Macy's. I'm not preaching to mannequins in a window. I'm preaching to real people that know how to hurt and know how to hurt. And you need to, if you know how to be hurt, you need to know how to be healed. Someone say tenacity. Look at your neighbor, slap him on the shoulder and say, don't quit. Say, you may not have yours right now, but don't quit. Say, don't stay on this level. If you have to go to a higher level, go. Go to your neighbor and say, go, girl, go. Go, dude, go. Come on, Jonathan, help me. Say, go, go, go. Come on, this is gospel. Go, this is gospel. This is Calvary Go Church. They let their friend down through the roof. And when Jesus saw their faith, we've got just as many guests tonight as this morning. Sometimes when your best friend comes, your best friend that should be helping you in your mind, sometimes you let them shut you down. When best friends ought to be carrying the corners of the bed and say, I'm not going to take you to the bar room. I'm not taking you to the dope dealer. I'm not taking you to Jill's house who you're not married to. I am going to get you to Jesus. And sometimes we allow the friend to shut us down rather than to allow that friend to pick us up. Turn to your friend and say, you're going to help me and I'm going to help you and we're going to go to the altar together. I saw some of y'all turn your head, but look back at him and say, that's what's wrong with you now. We're going to the altar, and I'm going to be the first one to lay my hand on your beret. I'm going to be the first one to believe God with you. Look at your neighbor and say, girl, if you can't believe God for yourself, I'm going to believe for you. Come on, somebody. Go ahead. Somebody stand up and clap their hands and say, dude, hallelujah. We've done jail together. We've done lines of dope together. We've done alcohol together. We've cussed together. We lied together. Hey, I'm going to another level. I'm leaving all that behind. Hey, these people may have suits and ties on, but I'm going to get what I need. Throw your hands up and let your shout out right now. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. You're among people, some of them were diseased, but they went to a higher level, and now they're healed. That's why they dance. That's why they shout, because they believe God. Let something run deep in this place right now. Come on, don't let go right now. Come on, lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. I hear somebody saying, arise and take up thy bed. Arise, get up. Hey, if that dude ain't moving, hey, say, come on, dude. You're going to be different when you go home to your house tonight. Come on, close your eyes and lift up your head and wave your hands and let your voice out. Healing right now. Deliverance right now. Come on. Hallelujah, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come on, there are people in this room. Some of you have been raped and abused. Come on. And that has dictated your future. You don't have to let it dictate your future. Come on, right now. You can go to a higher level right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you don't know anything about that. You haven't been touched wrong. You haven't been an alcoholic, haven't been a drug addict. But you've got something in your heart. It's called depression. It's called despair. Come on, reach out right now. Come on. God is not excluding you. This is not time to be a doubter. I said, this is not time to be a doubter. Don't focus on the chairs. But that's where people that are new to this situation, that you and you come and sit, something's going to come on you. As people are gathered around you and they begin to pray, in fact, I'm going to explain here in a minute what's actually happening. But I'm telling you, the miracles are here now. Listen, listen real carefully. She sold chocolates, made money for the church, because she loved the church. There are people that love this. Once you get this Holy Ghost, hey, lady, I forgot your name. I said something about Nairobi today, and your eyes kind of lit up. I assume you're from Kenya. Yeah. Same thing. Somebody say, bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Some of y'all old biddies say, bless him, Lord. He don't know no better. He don't know no better. Ooh, Jesus. I know she just sang the song. I wish you'd sang it another 30 times. I'm not making fun. You know us Pentecostals. Hallelujah. We get on something like, Jesus will make it right. Man, we'll make it right. Jesus will 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 make it right. Jesus. Somebody sing that song one more time. Because you don't know like I know what the Lord. You weren't there to wake me up at night. You weren't there to stop that bad dream. You weren't there to take away the cancer. You didn't bring my husband back home. Come on. I know that Jesus made it right. You just kind of hang in there like a junkyard bulldog. That's the way Sister Saunders was. Loved the church. Oh, man. She tell you too. You need the Holy Ghost. And when you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to speak in tongues. And I'll put my hand on your $35 hairdo until you speak in tongues. But she fell and broke her hip. And when I saw her, she was in a chair in a nursing home. And she was still respectful, wonderful woman. But something had to be awakened. That the same God that was there before you started selling chocolates is the same God. Sometimes there are people that let things crush their faith. You've gone through a tragedy and a hurt and a pain. That's the world that we live in. And somebody, you are here tonight because you're a believer. You didn't sit at home and watch the stupid tube. You came in here. You didn't even know whether God was God. But you begin to feel something. You begin to see somebody that was tuned in, locked down, and loaded. Hallelujah. Amen. And you start to believe all over again. And I said, Sister Saunders, let's do it like this. I could have said, get up, woman. Walk out that door. No, I learned something. First of all, you're respectful to elders. I respect the gray hair and the no hair in this place. Hallelujah. Now, don't take that where I didn't take it. But I mean in general, what I am saying, maybe that wasn't appropriate right then. I respect you, Roy. But what I... Okay, come on, let me preach now. Hey, amen. I was telling that lady, because sometimes you don't know where you're going to be. I said, Sister Starnes, why don't you stand? And she did, on the walker. I said, let go of that walker. Lift up your hands now. Let's praise the Lord. She did. Hallelujah. And then I said, come on, let's do this. And I kind of beckoned forward. I might beckon you forward. Amen. And I said, come on, one, let's do six paces right now. Stop now. No seven paces. Lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Something started to come alive. Look at somebody and say, I feel like something's coming alive in me. Look at your neighbor and say, you're not intimidated by me. You're not intimidating me anymore. Say, I feel like moving right now. Say, I feel like a change is going to come to me. Say, I feel like I can let go of that sin. Come on, some of you that are acting like statues here, come on, say something to somebody. Then I moved her. I said, come on, let's do six more steps. I don't remember everything, but let me use my imagination because it's been a little while. She lifted up her hands and she worshiped the Lord. And then we went a little further. I think we went about 12 steps. Oh, praise the Lord. And we worshiped the Lord. Now we were outside the room. I said, look around at this. See where you are, Sister Saunders? When she realized I was outside of that prison, that had been a prison, she had walked six steps unassisted in 4 months. But now she was outside of that room in a nursing home. Look at your neighbor and say, this is not a nursing home. This is a one God apostolic aisle running, chandelier swinging, carpet cleaning, voice shouting, hand clapping, foot stomping. Come on, I'm going a little long because this is my last time for a while. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care where you're coming from, what program you're in, what your address is, what your background is. Throw your hands up in the name of the Lord. Because when we got finished walking around that nursing home, that woman, I says, Sister Saunders, do you realize that you have walked 2/5 of a mile unassisted, no cane, no walker? She was walking by nurses and said, God healed me. God healed me. God healed me. I'm talking, if God can do that in a nursing home. Come on, tell your neighbor, take the shackles off. Come on, Jason, get up, son. Let's worship the Lord. Every hand lifted right now in the name of the Lord. Everything that you didn't take care of earlier, Come on, in the name of the Lord, say, Lord, don't let go of that attitude, because when I put my bottom on that chair, I'm going to be healed in the name of the Lord God. Come on, we've got guests already coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. You that have been here 1,000 years, wait for new people to come. Come on, lift up your voice. The reason why people are sitting here on my left, your right, is because this is where people are coming who need to be healed in their body. In Jesus' name. You got a back issue? Not over here. Here. You got a knee issue? Look, these are not hard things for God. Tell somebody before you leave your pew, say, this is not hard for God. Tell somebody while you're walking down the aisle, say, I'm going to get my miracle right now. Say, I'm not going to be prayed for. I'm going to get my miracle. Say it. They told you already how many people got the Holy Ghost this morning. Ultimately, God not only wants to heal your body, he wants to heal your complete life. Amen. In order for that to happen, you've got to have the Holy Ghost. You've got to have the Spirit of God. My God. Pastor Grant, I don't know if you remember him. He used to wear a brown suit. It was double knit polyester. He used to come to church. He had a briefcase. He came with a briefcase every service. He was mentally impaired, or at least they thought he was. I got sick and tired of watching him come to church, go to church, come to church, go to church. And I took him to the altar one day. It was on the left side from the pulpit. And I got down, listen to me, I got down and I said, hallelujah. And I noticed he said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. And he said, hallelujah. And then I said, maybe I'm on to something. Praise the Lord. And then he said, praise the Lord. I said, I am on to something. I said, praise the Lord. And he said, praise the Lord, with his brown double knit polyester suit. Then I began to speak in tongues. And he began to speak in tongues. The Holy Ghost is what we need. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord God. If you're near somebody that doesn't have the Holy Ghost, in fact, amen, I want you to ask them, do you have the Holy Ghost? Ask the neighbor. Look to your neighbor and say, come on with me. Come on, we're going to get the Holy Ghost. There are at least 15 or 20 people in this place that have never spoken with tongues before. Come on, in the name of the Lord, I want you to come. Here's one. Here's two. And as you come, come on, we're not working with them yet. We want them to be seated in the name of the Lord. Come on, in the name of Jesus. You're here. There are people right now that are here that need the Holy Ghost. Come, be seated in the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Come, quickly, in the name of Jesus. Here's another one. Somebody clap their hands. It takes a lot of courage to walk down here. If you got children, come, in Jesus' name. Come on. People in the back, I want you to clap your hands and be encouraged right now, because there's something going to happen at this altar. Come on, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chairs. If you're here and you have never spoken with tongues before, somebody's going to grab you by the hand in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And bring you over here in the name of the Lord. Come on, little lady. Come on. She's smiling and coming to the altar. Isn't that great? Somebody clap their hands unto the Lord. Come on, I'm seeing people back in the back. Come, in the name of Jesus, reach over to that person. Amen. Say, I don't know you, but I know you want to know Jesus. Here's another one. Make your way through there, sister. Please, wait before you pray for him. Please, wait. Please, wait. Please hear me. Please hear me. Please hear me. Come on, let's get these chairs filled. What I want is that when we start, I want every one of them to be healed. Not just one or two. I want everyone. Someone say, everyone. You're sitting back there, say, don't get tired now. Come on, sir, I want you to come. You know who I'm talking to. Come. Now, come. Yes, sir, come. Hallelujah. Come, we got a few more chairs. Come on, somebody clap your hands unto the Lord. Yes, sir, come. Yes, sir, come. Come on, we're not trying to embarrass somebody, but amen, tonight, you need to come. Let me tell you something. The same thing it takes to get the Holy Ghost. It is the same thing it takes to get healed. Biblically speaking, the Bible tells us, makes a connection between repentance and healing. And so, anytime you need a touch from God, it doesn't make you a bad person. We need to repent. Amen. And we're going to do that with people that need the Holy Ghost. There are many more people that need to be filling these chairs. Some, we got a few more left. Amen. And so when we repent, we turn everything to the Lord. I say we turn everything to God. Oh, yes, we do. I can tell you the devil's routed right now. I say the devil is routed right now. I still remember Sister Crowder and I were in Albany, Georgia. Many of them wouldn't know about this because this is way back in prehistoric days. But I'm telling you that a lady came to our trailer. We used to travel in a travel trailer at that time. And she said, I want to be delivered. Look, the devil is about this big on God's agenda, and it ought to be about this big on yours. Because the devil is defeated. I want everybody to say, the devil is defeated. Say it again. The devil is defeated. Say, my situation is defeated. We took that lady in the church when she repented. I'm telling you, God delivered that lady. The lights flashed on and off, and the back door slammed. I can't tell you why it slammed, but I can tell you this, that I knew a devil got out of town, because when you pray in the name of Jesus Christ. So, in the name of the Lord, this is what we're going to do. I want you to lift up your hands here in a second. You're going to lift up your hands. You're going to lift your face straight up. Because when you look down, it's indicator of unbelief. Now, this time, we didn't do this morning, but when I shout hallelujah, I want you to do a belly shout. Let's practice. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Tap your neighbor on the shoulder and say, that was not a belly shout. Some of y'all in the back looking so cool say, I can do better than that. Okay, but you get the idea, okay? When I shout hallelujah, I want you to receive your healing. Now, what we're going to start with is here. You're going to put your hands up. You're going to put your head up. Amen. We've got guests in the house, and we're serving them first right here. So don't you feel put off. I want as many as have uncooperative organs, uncooperative joints. Amen. If you're on a walker, whatever, I want you to get as close as you can to the back of these. Amen. Because we are agreeing together that something is going to be done. Now, I want my frontliners in front of these. I want my frontliners in front of these. I want people that know our experience with healing to be praying in front of these. And when they get the Holy Ghost, I want you to turn and hand them off to the worshiper. So I want you to continue to be praying for the next person that's going to come and be seated, and you're going to pray them through to the Holy Ghost. Is that clear? Amen. I want these frontliners working in Jesus' name. Now, how many believe that you're going to be healed? I want you to tell three people around you. I believe that person in front of me is going to be healed. I believe I'm going to be healed. Over here, I want you to tell that person next to you. Say, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm not going to be crying anymore. I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. Lift up your hands right now. Lift up your head, every person. Lift up your hands and lift up your head. Come on, we're going to repent of our sins right now. Come on, let's repent right now. Father, right now, come on, lift up your voice. Come on, turn away from every sin. Come on, lift up your voice from the front to the back, wherever you are. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I've said evil words. I repent of them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I've been cross with my wife. I've been cross with my husband. I repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I said evil things. I've done evil things with my body. Come on, let's repent. I want you to fully repent. Come on, in the name of Jesus, we're going to go a little further. Come on, everybody. Come on, my prayers, my intercessors. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we repent of every evil word, every evil thought. Hallelujah. Come on, we're getting ready to shout hallelujah. Come on, we're getting ready by the authority of the name of Jesus and by the authority of the word of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Be healed. Receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, shout it. Hallelujah. Come on, shout it again. Hallelujah. Lay hands on them. They're going to speak in tongues. Lay hands on them and command that disease to leave them. Come on, keep on praying in the Holy Ghost till every person's healed. Come on, from the back of the church to the front of the church. Come on, let's keep at it. As soon as they get the Holy Ghost, I want one of the worshipers to bring them up on the platform. Hallelujah. As soon as they get healed. Come on, if your child doesn't have the Holy Ghost, your child ought to be in these pews.